أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لأهله والصلاة على أهلها واللعنة على من استحقها إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح. The Yawm al-Quds is the day which has been announced by our late leader, Al-Imam al-Rahil Ridwanullahi alayh, to mark the occupation of the Holy Land and that of the Grand Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first Qibla of the Muslims. And this day has converted into an icon for standing up for the sake of Haqq, righteousness, truth, humanity, human dignity, and against the oppression and violence and occupation and barbarism and victimization and persecution and racism and global dominance exercised by the oppressive Zionist regime. Zionism is not only condemned by the Muslim community and the people of conscience, whether the Jews or the Christians or the rest of the religions in the world and rest of the humans of conscience, but very importantly, it's also condemned by the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community themselves. And we find that some of the practicing Jews have openly condemned the atrocities and barbarism of Zionism throughout the several decades of the history of Zionism. And I quote here an excerpt from Rabbi Amram Blau, the leader of Netarai Karta in Jerusalem, Palestine, saying, in the past history, and I quote, in the past history, there arose a national Zionist movement within the Jewish nation. This movement is in opposition to the spirit of the Jewish people, to its Torah, belief, and tradition. At its inception, all of our nation's great spiritual leaders actively opposed this movement, rejecting the grafting of this foreign branch unto the structure of our people. Scores of years ago, this Zionistic national movement stretched forth its independent grasp over our holy land. In the National Declaration of Independence of the state, they declared explicitly, their government has no relation whatsoever with the Torah and the belief of the Jewish people. Unquote. Likewise, we learn from the Central Rabbinical Congress of the United States and Canada in the Declaration of Protest, which has been published, we find they have clearly mentioned, and I quote, we publicly announce the stand of the Torah that any form of a government in the Holy Land is a denial of and rebellion against our Holy Torah, unquote. And this has been signed by some of the very distinguished rabbis, including Yoel Teitelbaum, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Greenwald, and Rabbi Lowy Tosher, and Rabbi Moshe Teitelbaum, and Rabbi Mordechai Savitsky. It is also important to remember that some of the leaders, famous leaders of Zionism, have stated things which are not at all in sync with the teachings of Torah and the Jewish faith. Theodor Herzl, who is considered to be the founder of modern Zionism, has stated, and I quote, it is essential that the suffering of Jews become worse, This will assist in the realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends. Unquote. That's from the diary, part 1, page 16. Also, Chaim Weizmann, one of the leaders of Zionism, has stated, and I quote, "Palestine cannot absorb the Jews of Europe. We want only the best of Jewish youths to come to us. We want only the educated to enter Palestine for the purpose of increasing its culture. The other Jews will have to stay where they are and face whatever fate awaits them. These millions of Jews are dust on the wheels of history and may have to be blown away. We don't want them pouring into Palestine. We don't want Tel Aviv to become another low-grade ghetto." Unquote. So we learn that Zionism is a theory of which has nothing to do with the teachings of the Torah, and it has been openly condemned and denounced by some of the greatest leaders of the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. We at Islam are proud to condemn every form of oppression, occupation, and victimization of innocent civilians, be it by a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or a human of any ethnic background or creed or color or caste. And we stand in support with all the innocent civilians who are oppressed, regardless of their faith, whether they are Jews or Christians or Muslims or people belonging to any other faith. It is very significant to remember that in our own community, those people who distance themselves from talking about the importance of Yom al-Quds and educating the people about Yom al-Quds, and those of the veggie mullahs in our community who are intentionally keeping the community away from the siyasi obligations of Islam or disinforming the communities, especially by some of the half-baked mullahs or the Hauza dropouts. It's an obligation of our community to understand, to recognize, and to distance themselves from such people who are misleading the community in the name of Ahlul Bayt. There are some people who bring this sort of excuse that there are people who are Nawasib in the Holy Land, and why should I be protesting for the sake of Nawasib? First of all, there are several people who have converted into the lovers of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Even if there is one lover of Quran and Ahlul Bayt on that holy land, we have an obligation to support. Second of all, I pose this question to them, that is Masjid al-Aqsa also a Nasibi? Does it justify for them to say that we, is there a room for a believer to say that I don't have an obligation towards the occupation of Masjid al-Aqsa? Is it allowed in Islam to let your masjid be occupied? We are proud to be following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and we are proud that our Holy Quran has given us the policy which is la tazlimuna wa la tuzlamuna. And we learn in the light of this verse that you don't do the zulm and you don't let the zulm be done over you, you will not be oppressed either. And we are proud to believe in our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who has said, "Man sami'a munadiyan yunadi ya lil muslimina falam yujibhu falaysa bi muslimin." Whoever hears a person calling for help, "Ya lil muslimin," "O Muslims, come for my help." In other words, "falam yujibhu," and he didn't reply positively, didn't respond positively, "falaysa bi muslimin," he is not a Muslim. So not in the dictionary of the Holy Prophet. This kind of person who is indifferent, who ignores the call, who fails to move forward to help the innocent civilians, is not considered to be a Muslim. Not in the dictionary of the Holy Prophet. And we are proud to be the followers of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who has said in his wasiyyat to Al-Imam Al-Hasan and Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhim as-salam, "Kuna lil-dhalimi khasman wa lil-madhlumi awna," be an opponent of the oppressor and a supporter of the oppressed. Amir al-Mu'mineen is that Imam who, when he hears the news of oppression done towards a bunch of people in the city of Ambar in his government by the ruler of Sham, and the jewelry is snatched from two women, one Kitabiyya and the other one was a Muslima, he delivers his sermon in Kufa, his capital. "فَلَوْ أَنَّ إِمْرَأً مُسْلِمًا مَاتَ مِنْ بَعْدِ هَذَا أَسَفًا مَا كَانَ بِهِ مَلُومًا بَلْ كَانَ بِهِ عِنْدِي جَدِيرًا." If a Muslim person dies by hearing that news, there is no condemnation for him. No one can condemn him, in other words. He deserves to die. This is such a news that in the eyes of Amir Mu'mineen, a person deserves to die by hearing that sort of news. So we proudly follow the footsteps of the Holy Quran and the Holy Messenger and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and we condemn the atrocities and barbarism and the human rights violations towards the Palestinian people and this diaspora of Palestinian nations, which is unprecedented in our contemporary history. And also we are proud to follow our Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who has said, "كذب من ادعى محبتنا ولم يتبرأ من عدونا." The one who claims our love but did not disassociate from our enemy is lying. So Imam Sadiq al-Islam is not ready to accept the claim of love of a person unless he first disassociates himself and performs bara'at from the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Regardless of the enemies, you know, whether the enemies obviously came enemies of the past and enemies of the present for Imam Sahib of Zaman alayhi salam. All we have to disassociate from the enemies of Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran. And at the end, I urge all of you, respectable brothers and sisters, and all the human beings of conscience, to stand for justice on the Yawm al-Quds and to oppose the atrocities against the innocent civilians committed by the Zionists and all the oppressions committed by this apartheid regime against the innocent civilians, regardless of their faith. Stand for your conscience and stand for your justice if you love the peace. Thank you.